just finished listening to a book that came out, I think about 10 years ago. It's a book called The World is Flat. And it is a set of observations about ways that momentous changes in our world have helped to shape it and to basically make the whole world more accessible to us than it was in the past. And he uses the term flatter. It makes the world flat because we can get to things that we couldn't get to before because of technology. In the book, the author offers an interesting contrast. He talks about two dates in history. One is 11/9/1989, and the other is 9/11/2001. 11/9/1989 was the day the Berlin Wall fell. 9/11, of course, was the date of the terrorist attacks on the United States and the destruction of the Twin Towers. The author makes an interesting contrast between 11/9, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and the exhilaration and freedom after that event, versus the fear and anxiety that came after the destruction of the Twin Towers on 9/11. The author urges us to be the generation of 11/9 instead of the generation of 9/11. He says, while your lives have been shaped by 9/11, the world needs you to be forever the generation of 11/9, the generation of strategic optimists with more dreams than memories, the generation that wakes up each morning and not only imagines that things can be better, but also acts on that imagination every day. If we were to be the generation of 9/11, we would be a generation of unnamed fears, of chaos and violence, and we would wonder constantly about our own significance. But the generation of 11/9 can be the generation of fearless compassion, of peace and confidence in relating to other people, a generation who can rest in our relationship with and our significance through God. We come here on this day, on Easter Sunday, because this is the day we remember most acutely that we are allowed to live in hope and in compassion instead of fear and insularity. If we can remember what we learn and celebrate on Easter Sunday, we will no longer be the generation of 9/11, of unnamed fear, but can be the generation of 11/9. Of fearless compassion. We are here today celebrating the most life-giving moment in all of human history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the tomb. It is the day that we remember that he was resurrected, and because he was, so shall we be resurrected. For Christians, the only wall that matters came down today. The wall between heaven and earth. If you read some accounts of Jesus' crucifixion, you will hear that there was an earthquake, and as that earthquake happened, the curtain of the temple was torn in two. God and humankind could be reunited, and we can no longer live in fear. Death cannot terrify us if we are to be resurrected. And if we are the beloved of God to be resurrected, we know absolutely that we matter. We have significance. And if we are defined through God, we needn't juggle all of the other ways that we use to make sure that we're okay. Like the mortal human body of Jesus, sometimes we seem trapped by that heavy stone of mortality. We seem to be trapped by death and our fear of it. That is fear that comes from a generation of 9/11. Fear is great and small. Fear of failure. Fear of not fitting in. Of not mattering. Fear that everything can be taken away in an instant. The fear of death and mortality. The generation of 9/11 is a generation of fear. And in our fear, we try to move the stone ourselves. We spend all of our energy and life force on proving ourselves instead of letting God guide us and give us significance. We try to move the stone, our fear of death and/or anonymity, in many ways. We try to leave some form of legacy, children or accomplishments. But we need some force greater than ourselves to move that stone. We cannot budget. And that force has come, and today we celebrate the stone having been moved away so that we can move in freedom. That stone is gone. And we celebrate its goneness today. If we can continually remember that we are freed by the resurrection of Jesus, freed from fear of death, we will no longer be a generation of 9/11 and unnamed fear. We can let go of our fear, which means we can also let go of our defense mechanisms. And I don't know about you, but I spend an awful lot of time and energy on my defense mechanisms. But now we know about resurrection. And when we live knowing we are resurrected, it is like the first day of a new creation. One biblical scholar, Luke Timothy Johnson, talks about the difference between resuscitation, which we mentioned a few weeks ago, and resurrection. He says, in resuscitation, mortality is not transcended, but merely deferred. But in resurrection, mortality is transcended. It is gone. And that is the story we celebrate today. With resurrection, we get a new life, eternal, irrevocable, free of burdens of this life. And we know that God is with us and that God has rolled away the stone and vanquished this enemy of death. It is the contrast of 11:9 versus 9:11. We are called to be the generation of compassion instead of the generation of fear. Today, we celebrate the day that that wall between heaven and earth came down, the day that the stone was moved aside. And so we are the children of resurrection. We are the generation of 11:9, of fearless compassion, the children of a loving, eternal God. We know the wall has come down, the wall between heaven and earth. The stone and the fear are gone. Alleluia. Amen.
Amen. Amen.